We are learning Masechta Shuva Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we're starting 8 lines from the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. It says in the Gemara that when the Yidden came to the Oyel Regel, he used to roll out the Preiches, roll it open, and show Gantz Klai Yisrael the Kruvim. Frank the Gemara Kasha, Maya Skinan. What are we talking about? We are talking about Inei Mikdash Rishon. Are we talking about the first base of Mikdash? Mi Havoi Preiches. There was no Preiches in the base of Mikdash. And we'll see in a second that what the answer is. But right now, Mars and having on, it's an amatraxin. All it is a solid wall. There was no pareches. What are you being goyal there? So Ella, Mikdashen, it must be the second thing, which was a pareches. Me have a kruvim. There's no kruvim. There's no arin. The arin was nignas. It was taken away already. So Akhtimar, Loyla, Mikdash Rishon. Well, my pareches. What is pareches? In pareches, the babi, which means the pareches is the middle of the wall. Like we said, that there's a pareches in the middle of the amatraxin. And this, we answered the kash that we had before. Domar Rab Zeram Rab Shloisha Eser Pareches Havoyev Mikdash. This is actually what the second base of Mikdash. There were 13 Pareches in the base of Mikdash. Shiva Gnega Shiva Sharam. There are 7 doors, 3 on the right side of the Azara, 3 on the left side, and 1 in the middle Shar Niknar. So that's 7 Pareches. Shtayim Achas Pitzah Hechel. There's a Pareches on the opening of the Hechel Vachapitzah Ulam. And one by the Ulam, which is in the front of the Hechel, which that's altogether 9 now. Shtayim B'Devir, 2 by between the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Heichel, because this is the second base of Mikdash, there are 2 curtains, and Shtayim on the Aliyah on top of the Kodesh HaKadosh. V'Shtayim, connected on Ba'aliyah, connected that Ba'aliyah, altogether 13 Pareichesim. And Rashi says, just like in the Mikdash Sheni is a Pareiches, in the first base of Mikdash is a Pareiches as well, and that's what brings a Raya. It's interesting Raya. What? Yeah. They had doors also. But there are doors and a Pareiches. Shari Nikdom sure had doors. There's a Shari Nikdom. We still had Pareiches and a door. 2 things. This way, if it's open, that's what Shtukal Mount Sneas. Akaponim, there were 13 Pareiches in the second base of Mikdash, and Rashi says, just like the second base of Pareiches, it's actually a Pasuk in Divrei Hayom, it says, Klar, there's a Pareiches in the Amatraxin, the Brisker Rav has the Kasha, and others, why didn't we bring a Raya from the Pasuk? Akaponim, there's definitely some kind of Pareiches in the first base of Mikdash, like we have a Raya in Agamara from that are sticking out through the curtains, the badim, and our raya also, that how else did it get between the badim, and he has to be able to push it, that's also a raya. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Rav Acha by Yaakov on my different tarots. And the Rishash mutches why Rav Acha by Yaakov doesn't like the first tarot. The first tarot is a good tarot, saying there's a parochus there, but Rav Acha by Yaakov has different tarots. You don't have to say even the second base of Mikdash. Rav Acha by Yaakov, Loi lo Mikdash Sheini, I is no Kruvim. The Kruvim the Tzuras HaVakaimi. There was pictures on the wall of Kruvim. The Chsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, V'es, this is a Pasuk about our first place of Mikdash, but in the second place you still had these pictures as well. V'es Kol Kiris Abayis, Mesav Kela, there was the designs, Petuchim Ekloyis, Kruvim, there were the pictures of Kruvim, the Simrois of palm trees, Turi Tzitzim and flowers, Milafnim Lechitzim, that's the Pasuk says. On the walls there were these different pictures of Kruvim and other things. And the Pasuk says further, V'tzipa Zav Mishar Al Mechuka, on the engravings it was plated with gold. It says in the Pasuk that in one of the designs were Kemar Ish V'Levayis, like a person with his companion. My Kemar Ish V'Levayis, I'm a Rabbi Rav Shila, on top of my base. Ki Ish Hama'ura B'Levayis Loi, like a man who is hugging his companion, which Rashi says, Hanidbak B'Chibuk B'Ishtoi, Ben Zeroysev, like he's hugging his wife. That was the picture on the wall. Amr Ashlakish, Vishasha Kantu Nachrim Lehechel, Vizman the Nachrim, the non Jews, the Goyim, went into the Hechel, they saw Raul Kruvim Amurim Zeh Bezeh, they saw Kruvim hugging each other. Haitzion Lashuk, they brought it out to the Shuk, Rashi learns to go on the second base, Mikdash, Kilfam and Akaisel, Haitzion Lashuk, Vamru, Yisrael Halalu, Shibrichas and Bracha, Klai Yisrael, what it says in the Pasuk about, Oyrecha Arur, Mavarecha Baruch. Their brachas are brachas. Their colors are colors. Shemichas and brachas, colors and color. Yasku b'dvar malalu. They're busy with this, hugging Isha and Isha. What's going on over here? Miyad zilum. And with this, they embarrassed Klai Yisrael. Shnema kol mechabedah zilua. They made fun of the kavod, the kavod gezachin, kiroa evasa. They made fun of something that was a private thing between a kohen baruch and Klai Yisrael. They made fun of it. They used it as a bezayin for Klai Yisrael.
What do you mean,
they peeled off the wall because this is the ones on the wall. These are the murals on the wall. Yeah, the second base thing. They said it's a right. It's a right for that's going on the second base of Mikdash. Huh? Yeah, that's the right. But Stam the Ritva here.
It was
Kruvim. On the wall. Right, Kruvim picture on the wall. That's
and
terrorist.
Still the same thing.
Or the means that they put it that way to show the chiba. It's a But Lamaisa Akbonim is two pshatim in the Gemara, what it means that they showed him the chiba. In the first Mesa Mikdash, he showed him the kruvim by unfurling the pareches in the middle. In the second Mesa Mikdash, they unfurled the whole pareches to see the murals on the wall, the pictures, the engravings, and designs on the wall that had this tzura of the Zacha and the Keva. Now, the only thing is that the Ritva is a kash over here, that the Gemara says, and Barbasra, I think it is, or I'm not sure which was Sechta, but the Ritva has a kasha that says, Bizvancha oisim return shemakam, they were hugging each other. Bizvancha ain't oisim return shemakam, they were not hugging each other. So here, Bishas the Churban, why were they Mu'urim Zevazeh? So the Teretz is a picture. That could be one of the Tirutzim. But that was the kasha of the Rimagash, the Ritva brings down. Zok the Chaim Shmulevitz, the Teretz is that you're right, that Bishas the Inish, they're not facing each other. But when Bishas the Kurzbar gives an Inish to Klai Yisrael, Diri shows his Chiba, and that's where they were hugging at that time. That's it's a good Musa Vart, even if it doesn't fit in because it's on the wall, but like upon him, that's the Vart of the Musa. Maybe some of his first Mitzvah Mikdash, Ayin Shom and Sichas Musa, he's, Rebbe Chaim Shlevitz says such a Mahalach. Zok the Gemara Vait, it says in the Mishnah that there was no Aron anymore, so what was there instead? The Shasiyah, the Evan Shasiyah. Originally, the Aron was built on top, was put on top of the Evan Shasiyah. But now, there was no Aron here, there's only left was the Evan Shasiyah, which means the stone which the world was created from. From there, the world was established, from this Evan, that's called Evan Shasiyah. Shasiyah is the lashon of being established. The whole world was established from this stone. Tanan, our Mishnah is like, Kaman Diyama Metziya Nivra'ilam. His machloik is, the world is created from in-out or out-in. So this is created, Metziya, from Eretz Yisrael, the whole world was created. The time of the Brice. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, with the next few Gemaras, it's hard to understand literally, but we're going to learn it, and we'll just tie it to literal type, even though it's not understandable literally. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Oilam Emtzi Asa Nivra, the world is created from the middle. Shnemar, Betzekes Afala Mutzak Rugavim Yivayku. Hashem made like a brick of earth, and he attached clumps to it, and that's how the world got bigger. Bunch of clumps of earth to the middle stone. So that's like, and it started from Eretz Yisrael, from Tzion, from the Evan Shasiyah. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Shua Emeno, Oilam Atz Tadim Nivra, the world is created from the sides. Shnemar, Kila Sheleg Yoymar Havei, Eretz, he told the Shalak, you harden and become land. V'geshem matar v'geshem mitras uzay. And we darshan, it says four times rain here. Geshem matar geshem mitras. And that means all four sides there was rain, and from the four sides was created the whole world. So that's the machlokes over here. Rabbi Yitzchak has another shita. Rabbi Yitzchak omer, Evan Yara Kadosh Baruch Hu B'yam. As Kadosh Baruch Hu threw a stone into the water, Mimenu Nishtayim, from there the world was created. Shnemar, like the Pasuk says, Alma Adoneha Hotbu, Oimi Yara Evan Pinasa. Who threw the Evan Pinasa, which means, and from there the whole world was created. Like the Evan Apina. V'chamayim Rim Mitzion Nivra. V'cham say, like Rabbi Yezah, the world was created from Tzion. Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk, like the Pasuk says, the Mizmah La'asaf, El Elikim Hashem, Dibev, Yikra Eretz, Mizrah Hashem, Shem Avaya. And the next passage says, Metziyoin Mechlal Yoifi Elikim Eifia. So you see the whole world started from Metziyoin. And also the passage with Metziyoin Mechlal Yoifi also teaches, Mimenu Mechlal Yofa Shalom. The world was created and completed from Metziyoin. Metziyoin Mechlal means from Eretz Yisrael, the whole world is created. It's not a price. Time was a Hagadol Eimer. And we learn from here, Tol Shemayim, the Tol Shemayim, which means the stars, the sun, the moon, were created in the Shemayim from the sky, Nivru, and Tol Shemayim, the creations of the land, the Eretz Nivru, was created from the earth. No, Eilu Ve'Eilu Metziya Nivru, everything was created from Eretz Yisrael, Shneves is in the Pasuk. Mizma La'osav El Elikim Hashem, Diber, Vayikra Eretz Mitzvah Shem Hashem Avaya, Va'im, the next part says, Metziyoin Mechlal Yoifi. So you see, everything is created in Metziyoin. Elikim, Metziyoin Mechlal Yoifi, Elikim Haifia. And Mimenu Mechlal Yoifish Eilam, from Metziyoin was created and completed the entire beauty of the whole world. That's where it was created from. So upon him, we have a bunch of Shittas, see how the world was created. And our Mishnah Zaraya, Metziyoin Nivra'u. Metziyoin Nivra'u. And like the Baram Tei speaks out, Metziyoin Nivra'u is really the same shita as Me'em Tzaasayim Sha'olam, that was created from the middle of the world and everything was attached from the Tzadim.